Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to the Evil Dungeon Master Universe podcast. I am your host, Evil Dungeon Master Vince, and welcome to the universe. Hopefully you had a great weekend. Hopefully you game this weekend. I had my game this weekend, and we had a wonderful game where the players were in Palladium Fantasy. They were going, they finally got the cipher. They were heading to the Springs of Eldoria to purify the cipher, so it's part of the ceremony to get back home. And they stopped off in a town where one of the players who was suffering from delusions after being hit down due to the Palladium rules, when you take a lot of damage at once, you can get some minor delusions that are temporary or minor brain injury things because you got hit with a lot of damage. So he suffered a lot of damage. He had this delusion about a former enemy showing up, which he was hallucinating, and he wound up being thrown in jail, and there was a whole trial going on to save him because of what he did. One of the other players had a riveting speech on his behalf, and the player character had happened to get away with just doing some community service, in which now they brought up another side quest to do community service, was kill the massive beast that lurks in the forest called the Devil Corn. And it's a big beast, and it's not an easy task to do, but he volunteered to step up and do that as long as he can get out of his community service. And the Duke of the area agreed. Yeah, get rid of the threat. We're even. We're good. And he's going to head out and do that for the next adventure. Anyway, you can head over to theevildm.com for all the stuff that I'm doing, the actual plays and my podcast and my YouTube. Contact me through there, through the contact form, or ask the Evil DM at, ask the DM at theevildm.com. I always forget that email address. Today we're going to talk about player character backgrounds. I don't know why I said that backwards. I was reading this weekend, Friday night after, a long day and watching TV, and sometimes it's nice to get into bed and read. I happened to pull out Spycraft, which is one of my favorite D20 boom games. I call them boom games because it came out during the D20 boom. When 3E released, D&D 3 released at the OGL originally, everybody was going and jumping in doing the D20 boom. So everybody started making their own games. And AEG and Crafty Games, or I think it was just AEG at the time, made Spycraft 1.0. I think it was made by Crafty Games, but through AEG. But in their book, it's a game about spies. It can be any time period you want. In fact, they have other books that change the time period, like the 1960s, which is kind of my favorite one to use when playing this game. But on page 10 and 11, they go over some really good questions that you need to ask yourself when you're playing your agent. And I was thinking, this really is, I don't remember reading this, but I may have skipped it over. Probably at the time I did skip it over, but because I usually just get right into the characters and right into the game and stuff like that. And this is an excellent game. You should definitely check it out. They're pretty cheap to get a hold of these books too. Where to start? Assuming you want to design your own unique agent from the ground up, here is a list of unique questions geared to help you visualize him or her. There are two things to remember when answering these questions. First, try to create an agent that you like, that is, someone that you could spend personal time with. Otherwise, you'll soon be tired of playing him. Great thought. Great thought right there. Written down, play a character that you're going to want to play long term and not someone you're just because you want to try something new and you're like, Pick something that you're going to, and don't play something because another player in the group's like, I want you to play this because we don't have this. Kind of like the guy that gets stuck playing a cleric or a healer because he doesn't want to, but the group needs it. So he goes, all right, I'll play the healer. Sometimes it works out really well and you make up a great character and you're playing a cleric and you're enjoying it. And other times you're just like, yep, I'm the cleric. Second thing, try not only to answer the questions, but to ask the underlying questions of why for each. For instance, answering the question of what is the most important event in the agent's life. Maybe as simple as his graduation from college. Asking why, however, might reveal that he has that he values knowledge, recognition, or even life experience, making the event important because it freed him. And it goes to go on and ask more questions. Name three traits that you would see in your character or your agent. Name three traits your agent doesn't like in someone else. When was your agent born? Where was your agent born and when is an important one as well. What is your ideal agent's specialty? What does your agent look like? Yeah, it's kind of basic, that one, but the rest of them are pretty good. Does your agent have any quirks? Now, that's a good one, too. Does he have any quirks? Does he have any tics? Does he walk a certain way? Does he favor a certain side because maybe he got injured? Does he have, maybe he kind of, you know, when he talks, maybe he has a lisp like this, you know, things like that. I'm not making fun of anyone, but some people do have that. It might be something interesting, and you don't have to role play these things out. You can have your character have these things like, oh, my guy speaks with a British accent, or my guy speaks like he's from Brooklyn. These are little quirks that the character can have, and it'll be something interesting. And it still applies to fantasy too. My guy speaks with a higher pitch. My guy speaks fast. My guy speaks really slowly and talks like this. Maybe he has a brain problem. Who knows? What does your agent love most? Does he love to work the most? Is he a workaholic? Does he love a person? Is he a hopeless romantic? Things like that. What are your agent's favorite things to do? What is your character's favorite things to do when he's not adventuring in D&D? Oh, he likes to hunt. Okay, cool. He likes to hunt. What else does he like to do? Well, he likes to practice archery because he likes to use that while hunting. Perfect. Sometimes he likes to sit around and build a fire and maybe make beef jerky, things like that. Great, he has pastimes. Oh, he likes to sit around and whittle. Okay, that's cool. He likes to sit around and he's a tailor. He likes to patch up clothing. These are things you can do. What are the most important events in your agent's life? Consider his perspective. The most important event in someone's life is usually linked to his strongest opinions or memories. For instance, if your agent is self-reliant, the most important event in his life might be a death of his parents. Alternatively, if the most important event in your agent's life was the first time he took a life, he might now be remorseful or pacifistic. Pacifistic. Ugh, couldn't say that word. So with that one, maybe his parents' death or the cataclysm that sent him out adventuring. That could be a major point in his life. Or maybe he defended this town against the bully of the town, so to speak, that was demanding money. And after that, he decided that since he killed that bully and he didn't want to, maybe he decided to go out on a life of adventuring to find himself, to redeem himself in his own eyes. Do some good for the bad that you think that you did, even though it wasn't bad, to redeem your character. That could be his personal quest. What does your agent think of espionage? Okay, so in D&D terms, what does your character think about going out and adventuring and living his life on the road? Never having a stable life, never having a steady home, never having probably a loved one, never having a family. That's how you would do that one. What does your agent, why does your agent live a life of lies? It really doesn't apply here, so we'll go on. What is your character's motivation for going out and adventuring? Again, that probably goes back to the most important event, the life event. Those two could be tied together. And then we get into further questions that are optional, but what is your agent's family like? Are his parents alive? Are they have any siblings? Where do they live? How does your agent feel about them? Maybe he's, you know, the black sheep of the family. He hates his family. These are all important things to actually write down. What are your agent's personal views? How does he feel about religion? Does he practice a particular faith? How does he view politics? I'd probably not worry about that one too much, but does he support a specific political party? Yeah, they really want you to get into it in this game because it's a modern day game. But in this day and age, it's probably best to stay away from those things in gaming, especially when it's too close to real world gaming. I try to stay away from that. But in game, religion is a big part of it, especially in D&D, because there's going to be different gods, or there might be one god, and there might be a religion. Maybe he isn't a practicing person, but he supports a certain god and a certain religion, like Christians and Catholics and Jews and Muslims. They support their religion. Maybe some of them aren't practicing, but they still support their local, whatever they were born up with, religion. There's a lot of people like that. So as far as politics, you might be able to squeeze that in, because maybe you can say the king of the land, he is the ruler of the land. Maybe he supports the king or doesn't support the king. Maybe he supports the duke but doesn't support the king. Maybe he supports the local count of the area but doesn't, but hates the count, supports the king. Things like that are ways to add the political end to this whole thing in it. What is your agent's greatest fear? That could be something interesting to write down. What is your character's greatest fear? Maybe waking up one day and realizing that he's too old to actually have a family, and that he's lived his life on the road and he has nothing to show for it. Or maybe death. Who knows? How does your agent feel about his nation? Well, how does that falls under the political thing? How does your agent feel about, or how does your character feel about his lands? Does he like the land? Does he hate the land? Does he hate who rules the land? Does he not care? Saying not care kind of, it's like a puss way out, in my opinion, but I guess you can do whatever you want, your character. What about your character would you change? So, name one thing about your agent that is uncomfortable or unhappy with, that offers him something to strive for during play, something that will make him change the way he feels about himself, something like that. And then it tells you about looking up personality tests online, which were kind of a big thing at one point. I remember those all over the place, personality tests, and people would take them, be like, my personality. But it's telling you to take a personality test in the eyes of your character. So after you answer all those things, kind of formulate what your character thinks, jump into one of those basic personality tests, and I guess pretend to be your character answering those questions and see what you get as far as an answer to help you formulate your character roundabout about. It doesn't really apply too much to D&D, but I thought you could take one of those D&D what is my alignment tests and see how you fare there. And see, after answering all those questions, how you match up to one of the alignments, and maybe you help you figure play a different alignment, maybe an alignment that what you're thinking at the time. I don't know. Tell me what you think. Ask the DM at evildm.com, or head over to evildm.com and just there. If you're on YouTube, don't forget to like and subscribe. If you're on Spotify, don't forget to follow if you're listening for the first time, and hit that 5 stars for more episodes. We're up to about close to 75 stars on Spotify, and I thank you, those people who are doing that. A lot of people were downloading after that X tweet. I don't, that doesn't even sound like X tweet. It's Twitter tweet. I don't know. I like how it is Twitter, twatter, or whatever they called it way back when. But yeah, tell me what you think. Follow wherever you can, and I will respond to any questions. And you can support me here on Spotify or YouTube by joining the channels or making a donation through my website if you like. With that said, I'm going to head out. Keep it original, keep it old school. Good night, and God bless everybody.